The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. This week we find ourselves in the privileged little season between the ascension of Jesus into heaven and Pentecost, where we come together to pray for the sending of the Spirit that is soon to arrive. And when I was processing into the church, I thought, wow, maybe the Spirit has come. This candle was burning with such vigor. I thought, it's already happened. But Alex had different plans, so I'm actually quite thankful that he put it out. Yes, we come here today to pray for the sending of the Spirit because we are aware of the fact that Jesus has called us to share in his mission. And if he's called us to share in his mission, then we need also to share in his life in order to accomplish that mission. We need to share in his Spirit. We need to be animated by his Spirit as one body if we are to fulfill his mission in the world. We see in the scriptures and in a privileged way where we see Jesus' prayer, we see the overlapping, perhaps the interconnection, or even the identification of prayer and love. The prayer is nothing more or nothing less than our communion with God. And we, because we're baptized as sons and daughters in the Son of God, enter now into the life of the Trinity that we can bring our hearts before God our Father and experience the same intimacy that Jesus had with his Heavenly Father, that exchange of love that we see here. We see also that prayer and love for us means mission. It means mission because just as Jesus is sent, so too now we are sent by him. Here Jesus shows us what it means to love. Jesus gives himself for the true good of those around him, not counting the cost. He not only shows us then the way, but he is the way. Inasmuch as we need to receive his love, his self-giving love, in order that we might become self-gift in the world. Jesus departs from this world and goes to heaven. This is what he says in the scriptures. But he doesn't leave us behind. Jesus is not going to heaven as though he's going to greener pastures. Jesus enters heaven so that the life of heaven might enter us. And so we, animated by his life, given the love of God poured into our hearts, We must go out. We must go out and go beyond ourselves, go beyond the limits that we would otherwise put on ourselves, and serve others, not counting the cost. Lay down our lives, just like Jesus, for the good of the people around us. My friends, here we go out and proclaim the good news of Jesus, that he has come to give peace, not only to each and every one of our hearts, but through us to the world, to establish his kingdom of justice and peace for all peoples. We rejoice that Jesus has not only sent us, but that he has prayed for us, and that he knows precisely what it takes to accomplish this mission, this task that he's given us. If only we will ask him, he will give us everything we need.